Track 2.
Okay, students. As you all know, tonight we have our annual Day of the Dead celebrations here in school. This year, the committee decided to honour Benito Juarez. That's right. They had first decided to honour Steve Jobs. You know, the famous boss and founder of Apple? But then they realised that we had to honour a Mexican figure, so they changed it to Benito Juarez. Now, we have most of the items for the altar. Jenny is bringing the flowers and salt, Ruth the water, boxes, decorative papers and some other things. But we still need some personal items to place on the altar. We were thinking some bread, some wine and books. Who could help us with that? Vicky? Great. Thank you very much for your help, Vicky. I think two or three of each item should be great. As you saw in your recent classes and in some posters around the school, the Day of the Dead celebration is extremely important in our country. So important, in fact, that in 2008, the UNESCO chose to formally register it and recognise it as part of their representative list of the intangible cultural heritage of humanity. Of course, the Aztecs had celebrated their dead ancestors in some festivals before the Spanish arrived, but it was this union of the two cultures and religions which created this unique festival. As UNESCO mentioned in their official statement in 2008, for the Mexican people, the Day of the Dead celebrations represents a social function of identity. This truly is quite an honour for all of us, which is why it's important that we all come to the festival tonight, please. And it won't just be the altars that we can admire. There's also some traditional activities in the auditorium. For example, we'll have a dance. And in the gymnasium, we're exhibiting more than 30 different traditional costumes from each state of the country. So please, try and see them. Okay, everyone, I'll see you tonight then.